You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Prayer and praise will continue next week. We have not reached the halfway point toward our goal, so we will be needing many more to indicate their intentions to support WCNO Christian Radio. If you have not made your pledge yet, you may do so over the weekend by going online to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the box, make a pledge online, and fill in your information. Just below is another box, make a credit card donation. You may use American Express, MasterCard, or Visa, credit or debit, to contribute to WCNO. Thank you for your commitment to WCNO. Pray for the ministry of Christian Radio here at WCNO that it may continue until the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you as you follow Him.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. Come and change my life. Come and change my heart. I surrender my
Good morning, and God bless you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Praise God. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program again, hallelujah, this morning. I just want to thank God because He is awesome, brothers, hallelujah. You know, it's an adventure, hallelujah. It's a new adventure every day. Praise God that we serve God. And I just want to let you know this morning, praise God, I want to stir up your faith. And you praise God, pray, hallelujah, that God will move in your life in a mighty way. And we're going to read out of the book of Hebrews this morning. And if you have your Bible with you, I would like for you to open it to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, hallelujah, chapter 4. And we're going to read a couple of verses, hallelujah, praise God. Well, we're going to actually read one, hallelujah, that I want to focus in this morning, hallelujah. And that's going to be verse 16, glory be to God. And if you don't have your Bible with you, well, you know, just write the scriptures down, hallelujah, and you can meditate in them, hallelujah, on your devotional time. And I just want to thank God for moving in an awesome way, glory be to God. I know it's going to be a powerful message, not because I'm preaching it, but that, you know, that God's word is always powerful, brother, and God is good, isn't He? God is a very good God, hallelujah. And I want you to, you know, open your Bibles, and we're going to get into the word pretty quick. But before we do, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, Lord, I'm asking You, Lord, to prepare each heart, every listener, Lord, hallelujah, that is hearing My voice, that is hearing this program, hallelujah. Father, open up their hearts, Lord, hallelujah, and let them get to know what You want us, hallelujah, to do when we're in trouble, whenever we need You, Father, hallelujah, that we can come to You, Lord, hallelujah, boldly in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And I am declaring this a victory to this morning, today, hallelujah, for the honor and the glory of your name, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen. Praise God. And I want to thank all of the brothers who are, you know, writing to us and calling us. We thank God for all of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, God's good. Good. I mean, He is good. Hallelujah. I could say that as long as I live. Hallelujah. And it will never change. That God's a great God. He's an awesome God. And He wants to bless us. He is ready. He is willing to bless us. Hallelujah. So today, if you're going through troubles, hallelujah, tribulation, or whatever, hallelujah, remember that God's willing to help you. God is there to help you out. God wants to, you know, God's will is for you to have victory, for you to walk in perfect health, for you to always have the victory. The word of the Lord tells us that, brother, hallelujah. And this morning we're going to be reading, hallelujah, in the book of Hebrews, like we said, chapter 4, and we're going to read a verse 14, 15, and 16. And I want you to pay very close attention, praise God, because you know that the devil's a liar, and he's trying. He's trying to confuse you. He's trying to tell you that God's word does not work, hallelujah. He's trying to tell you that what you're going through, you know, it's natural. But let me tell you, there's nothing natural about going through a problem or tribulation. You know what? Even when you have a headache, it's not natural, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know what? If it was natural, God would have, God would have made us with headaches, created it with headaches, but He didn't, brother, hallelujah, and sister. He is the author of healing. This morning, let's praise the Lord, hallelujah, and let's get into the word. We prayed already, so let us read the word of God. We're going to start in chapter 4, verse 14, hallelujah, and down. It says, the word of God says like this, brothers, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. And the other Bible says profession, praise God. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now here's I want to focus in this verse right here. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And find grace to help in time of need. Oh, isn't that precious, brother? Hallelujah. Let us, we pray, so let us go into the word real quick, you know. When you make Jesus the Lord of your life, one of the privileges you received was the right to come to the throne room of God anytime you want to. Think about that. Think about what we just said, hallelujah. You have the right to come into the throne of grace. You have the right to come to the presence of God. You have the right to come before Him, hallelujah. Just think about it, hallelujah. Think about that. You have the right to go boldly before God and obtain whatever you need. Even though that's clearly what the Bible says, most people don't act like they believe it. Sure, let me tell you. Some people, they really act like they don't believe what the Word of God is saying, praise God. But it doesn't matter because the Word of God says, come boldly. You know, they don't go boldly into the throne room. Instead, they think, well, you know, I could never go into where God is. I'll just stand out here and yell and hope He hears me. You know what? A lot of us do act like that, brother. You know, you don't want to come boldly in through the throne of grace. And the Word of God tells us here in verse 16, it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. You know what? A lot of times we want, we bombard heaven, hallelujah, with our prayers. We bombard the gates of heaven, hallelujah, with our prayers and all this and all that. And, you know, we don't come into the throne of God, hallelujah. We think that God from way out here, praise God, from way out here, glory be to God, He can hear us. But let me tell you, God is telling us, don't stop at the door. Don't stop at the gate. Come on in. I want to bless you. I want to give you what you need according to my will. Just come on in, praise God. And a lot of us, you know, we think we're so humble. Oh, well, I could never go in there. I could never go in there. And the devil's telling you, you cannot go in there because you are a sinner. Hallelujah. You cannot go in there. Imagine how God would feel if you would go into the throne of God. But you know what the Bible is? That's what he's telling us. He said, come boldly, hallelujah, praise God. Come boldly, hallelujah, into the throne of grace that ye may obtain mercy. God's there, brother. You don't have to holler from way out there, hallelujah. God is telling you, come on in, praise God. But sometimes, you know, we act, even though that's what the Bible tells us, like I said before, come into my throne of grace. Come boldly, hallelujah, expecting, hallelujah, to get rewarded or expecting, glory be to God, for God to give us the, you know what, we need, hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we fail God, and that's what makes us feel terrible. That's what makes us feel like we're not worthy, hallelujah, to go in there. But you know what? The Word of God tells us that Jesus is our advocate. Jesus is our lawyer. Jesus, praise God. He said, the Word of God says, confess your sin to God, and he is faithful and just to forgive you of it, praise God. So this morning, hallelujah, just shake that attitude off. Shake it off and say, you know what? The Word of God tells me right here, come boldly through the throne of grace. Jesus is my priest, hallelujah. Jesus has done everything for me. All I have to do is repent, hallelujah, and come boldly to the Lord, hallelujah, and he will give me the desires of my heart. If I'm in trouble, if I'm sick, if I'm, praise God, what I'm going through today, God can deliver me out of it, hallelujah. But you have to go into that throne of grace. You have to step, you know, you have to take the step of faith, go in there and know that God is, he's there to help you out. The devil's also there telling you that you're nothing but a disgrace. You don't deserve to go in there. And, you know, he brings problems on your life and you know, tribulation, hallelujah. Your marriage is about to go down the drain, praise God, like I've said before. Because the devil, brother, hallelujah, will try his best to destroy the family, destroy marriages, you know, destroy your health, take away your health, hallelujah. But the Word of God tells us, hallelujah, that when in time of need, come to him. Come to him, praise God. And he is there. He is willing, praise God, to, you know, to deliver you out of whatever situation you're going through. You know, a lot of times we act like, you know, we're praying something special and we are just mimicking or repeating prayers that we heard somebody pray about. No, when you come to God, you don't repeat somebody else's prayer. You don't repeat, you know, you don't mimic somebody else. Come with honesty, come with a true heart, come with a repentant heart and come into God's throne, hallelujah. God will not cast you out. God will not tell you that you cannot come in. The Lord right there is telling you, come in, praise God. So when you're in trouble, come to God. When you're in trouble, praise God. And let me say something before I go any farther. What I'm preaching right now, I'm not telling you not to come or call us so we can pray with you. No, but together we can go into the throne of grace, hallelujah. We can go into the very presence of God, you and I together. So call us, hallelujah. Call us at the, praise God, the phone numbers we're going to give you at the end of the program. Don't be embarrassed. Don't think that you ain't worthy. Don't think that you're nothing but trash. Don't think that you are not worthy of coming before God and asking him to give you, to forgive you, to heal you, praise God. Because, you know, even though your attitude, your carnal mind, if you're carnally minded, praise God, your mind, hallelujah, is, and the devil helping you out, telling you, you cannot go there. I mean, you know, you fail God. You cannot, shut that lying devil up. Shut him up and tell him, devil, my heavenly Father is telling me right here that I can come into his presence, hallelujah. I can come boldly expecting help, hallelujah. I can come before him, hallelujah. I can find grace in him, hallelujah. He can find favor in me. He will deliver me. He will, praise God, lift me up, hallelujah. He will exalt me, praise God, hallelujah. My heavenly Father is willing to help me, hallelujah. All I gotta do is, get that mentality out of my head and you know, come before him, hallelujah. boldly have glory be to God, because God is telling you right here in His scripture, come boldly and you will find, hallelujah, help in time of need. When you need God, He is always there, hallelujah. We've preached about this, that God will not leave town, He will not skip town, He will not go on vacation, He will not fall asleep, hallelujah. God is there, brother. God wants to help you out, but we have to come, hallelujah, to Him with that attitude, saying, you know what? I will go into the throne of grace. Jesus made it, hallelujah. Jesus made it possible for me to come before God, hallelujah. Maybe in the Old Testament, the old times, we could not come boldly before God. A priest would have to go in there, praise God. But now, Jesus, when He died on that cross of Calvary, the Word of God says that the temple veil tore from, split in the middle, hallelujah. That meant that we could come boldly to the throne of God. We could come boldly, hallelujah, to the throne of grace. Praise God. I want to stir up your faith this morning, hallelujah. Shake it off and say, Lord, I'm sorry, but I'm coming in, hallelujah. I'm sorry for what I did, but I need your help right now, and I know that you will never deny your help, praise God. You will never deny me. You will never, hallelujah, allow me to fall all the way down. Your word tells me that you shall raise me up. You shall pick me up, and right now, let me tell you, go with Jesus, eyeball that devil and tell him he better let God's property, he better turn it loose in the name of Jesus. And he has to obey. He has to, because there is nothing the devil can bring against us that can destroy us, brother. I don't care if you're having a financial problem, you need a financial breakthrough, brother. God is there to help you. But you have to come into His throne of grace, hallelujah. You have to come before Him, hallelujah. You and I together, you by yourself, you and somebody that you can trust, hallelujah, anybody that you can trust, hallelujah, call us at the 1-800 number, call us at the numbers we'll give you at the end of the program. Come together, we can go into the very presence of God, to the throne of grace, and God is there, brother. God is there. So don't start talking like other people do, that you could never go in there, you're not worthy, let me tell you, that is nothing but the lying devil putting that in your mind. Glory be to God that you cannot go in there, that you're not supposed to go in there. And let me tell you, Jesus told us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's another way of telling you, come into God's presence, come into God's way of doing things, hallelujah. Don't take it upon yourself to go out there, because the devil will destroy you. If you give the devil an opportunity, he will destroy you, brother, sister, hallelujah. This morning, God is telling you, come son, come daughter, come before my presence. Let's talk about it. Let me show you how to get out of it. Let me help you. Let me get you out of this bind, hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, come in, hallelujah. I'm here. I'm waiting for you. Glory. Hallelujah, brother. You know what? It always works for me. It has not failed yet, hallelujah. Every time I go to the very presence of God, God will always pull me through. God will always give me the victory. In the name of Jesus, I go before His presence, hallelujah. And He always, brother, He will always will give me the victory. Yeah, it might sound, to the carnal mind might sound like it's impossible, but the Word of God says that everything's possible to them that believe. I believe it, brother. I believe that God will give me help in the time of need. Whenever I need Him, hallelujah, He will always be there. He will always, hallelujah, help me out. He will never leave me nor forsake me, hallelujah. Even though my mother, my father, the Word of God says in the book of Psalms, hallelujah, even though all my family should leave me, God will never leave me. He will always, always be there. Now that is beautiful. Think about it. Think about it, brother, sister. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, imagine how easy Jesus has made it for us to go to the very presence of God. He's there, brother. Jesus, hallelujah, made the way. He provided the means, hallelujah, for us to go in there and ask God for help. And you know what the Bible tells us? That God has never, never, ever failed anybody. He has never failed nobody. He has always fulfilled His promises. He has always fulfilled, praise God, the Word, hallelujah. He has always moved the way He says He's going to move, hallelujah. A lot of times we fail God. Or a lot of times maybe our prayers, I mean, you know, our prayers don't get answered. But you know what? Maybe sometimes we figure or we think that God is late, you know, coming, praise God, to our rescue. Sometimes we might believe that, you know, God forgot about us. But no, God has never forgotten you. Like His word says, He will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes it's our fault. Sometimes it's our fault because we don't believe, hallelujah. Even the Word of God, even though the Word of God is telling us, we still will not believe that we can go to the very presence of God, to the very throne of grace, hallelujah. God has made it, brother. Jesus has made it easy for us to go in there. So this morning, hallelujah, if you're going through something, brother, a tribulation, a problem, glory be to God. Maybe you have been praying for 5, 6, 10, 20 days, hallelujah, and it seems like the answer is not there yet. Do it again. Come to the presence of God. Come boldly, hallelujah. Come boldly through the, praise God, presence of God. Like I told you, He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Do you need to receive something from God today? Don't waste time standing around outside heaven's gates, hallelujah, out the door, hallelujah. Through Jesus, you belong in the very throne room of God. So come right on in, praise God. The door is always open for you. God has never closed the door for you. He has never closed the gate for you. So through Jesus, hallelujah, remember, hallelujah, you belong in the throne of room, hallelujah, of God. You belong in the very presence of God. But you have to believe it. Jesus said everything's possible to them that believe, hallelujah. Oh yes, brother and sister, the listeners, hallelujah. Come in. Praise God. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, you belong, brother. You belong in that very throne room of God. So come right on in. Like I said before, the door is always open. Praise God. God will never, ever, ever, listen. God will never, ever, ever close the door on you. No, you might not want to step into the throne room. You might not ever want to step into the presence of God. But that doesn't mean that God has closed the door. No, His door will, glory be to God. His door will always be open for you and for me. So, how about it, brother, hallelujah? Let's get together this morning. Let's pray. Let's unite in prayer, hallelujah. And let's pray together, hallelujah. And let's go into the throne room of God. Let's go into the very presence of God together. We can pray. And we, like I said, call us at a prayer line. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you, glory. We want to unite our faith with yours, hallelujah. And all of our prayer warriors, hallelujah, are ready to help you, praise God. We are ready to help you, glory be to God. If your attitude was ever that, you know, well, I can never go in there. I'm not worthy. Well, get rid of that attitude, praise God. That's why a lot of times you see Christians sick. Praise God. You see that they have been defeated, praise God. You see that the devil's, you know, got his foot on their head, hallelujah, on their neck. But the word of the Lord says that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Don't stop at the gate. Don't stop at the door, hallelujah. Don't stop. Come into the very throne room of God. Remember what I just said a while ago, hallelujah. You belong in there. You belong in the throne room with God, hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful news? That's what Jesus came to preach, brother. Those are the good news that Jesus came to preach. Hallelujah. The good news that, hallelujah, no matter what, God is there to deliver you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God will not allow for you to go through something that you will not be able to overcome. No way, man. Hallelujah. Listen, God will never permit something like that to happen to you. What the devil intended for your harm, God will turn it around for your victory. Are you listening? Oh, give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Yes, brother, give the Lord praise right there where you're at. Glory, hallelujah. I know some of you might be driving your cars or trucks or whatever. Some of you might be, listening to the radio program, on your boat, hallelujah, or work or whatever, praise God. But you know what? We have to praise the Lord. We have to believe what He is telling us in His Word. Now, in your devotional time, brother, read chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 9, and you can get a better grip, hallelujah, a better understanding of what we're preaching right now. As a matter of fact, let us read chapter 5, verse 1, all the way to verse 9, if time permits. Listen, for every high priest taken from among men, that's verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifice for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For he himself also is compassed with infirmities. Praise God. Infirmity. And by reason thereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. Hallelujah. And no man taketh his honor unto himself, but he that is called of God and was Aaron. Listen, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made as high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, hallelujah, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Praise God. Brother, look what Jesus did. Look what Jesus did to prepare the way, to open up the door, to allow us to come to the very throne room of God, so we could come to God boldly. When you come to Him, you have to believe. You must believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, hallelujah. God will never send you away empty-handed. He is not an Indian giver, so to speak of. Forgive me for using that phrase, hallelujah. But God is there to give you. God is there to help you. God is there to exalt you. God is there to give you the victory. God is there, hallelujah, for help in the present time of need. You have to believe this, hallelujah. You must believe, hallelujah, that God will reward you, hallelujah, when you diligently seek Him. Oh, brother, let me tell you, I don't know about you, but glory, praise God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's enough to make me shout, hallelujah. That's enough to make me have church right here, right now, praise God. And let me tell you, I have experienced the mighty hand God moving our lives, in our ministry, in my life, praise God, in our church, hallelujah. We have seen the mighty hand of God move in an awesome way. And praise God, let me tell you, hallelujah, Jesus has made the way. He has paved the way for us to come to the very throne room of God, to come to the very presence of God. All you have to do is take that word, apply it in your life, and be a doer of the word of God. If the word tells you, brother, to come boldly to His throne, through His throne room, come. You know, if the word of God is telling you right now, He's saying, come, praise God. Let us therefore come boldly and through the throne of grace, hallelujah. God is willing. God is more than able. And God wants the best for you. Don't let the lying devil, don't let some other preacher or pastor or teacher, whatever, don't let him, hallelujah, tell you that God doesn't want to give you, praise God, the desires of your heart. If it's according to His will, He will give you the desires of your heart. And brother, I believe that sincerely in my heart. I believe that God can do it. I believe that He's done it before, and I believe that He will always do it. Remember, the Word of God says that the heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will never pass away. Glory, hallelujah. If you need healing this morning, call us at the 1-800 number, prayer line, or write to us. If this program is a blessing in your life, I'm asking you to help us out financially so we can stay on the air, praise God. Ask God what He would have you do to help us out financially, hallelujah. You might be saying, well, I thought you said that God will meet all of your needs. Yes, he will. God will meet all of our needs, hallelujah, according to his riches in heaven. But he uses our brothers and sisters in Christ, hallelujah, to help us pay the expenses for the radio program, hallelujah. And always remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delfino Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WC.